Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. Yes.
Steve's head in the morning now, 8:49 here on this Tuesday morning. Three big things. Wichita police seek suspects in two homicides, numbers 26 and 27 for the year. COVID-19 cases jumped to more than 14,000 in Kansas, with 270 deaths. Kansas Governor Kelly mandates that people wear masks in public beginning Friday. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We've got this week some road construction going on. Watch out for a lane restriction westbound on Kellogg from Greenwich over to from Greenwich to Webb Road. We've got lane restrictions there. They're doing some work on the roadways. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Heat advisory until 8 p.m. Sunny and hot today with a high of 101 degrees. Heat index could reach as high as 106. Clear tonight, the overnight low 72. Wednesday, sunny and a high of 99. Now partly cloudy, 77 degrees. South wind gusting to 26 miles per hour. 8:50 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. U.S. home prices rose in April for the 8th straight month, even as sales have stumbled. A sign that the coronavirus outbreak has had little impact on real estate values. Seeing is believing, but some coronavirus patients are seeing things they just can't believe.
This is House Call for Health. Many COVID-19 patients are seeing things that are not there. Patients are reporting strange visions. Doctors say patients on a ventilator in the intensive care unit can become delirious. One woman said she believed she had been turned into an ice sculpture. A man saw a rotating head with someone putting nails into it. Delirium can be a symptom of COVID-19, but doctors say it's made worse because patients are isolated from their families, and the medical staff they see are covered head to toe with PPE. Also, many patients are elderly and already dealing with dementia. One easy fix, a man who was having visions did better once he was given his eyeglasses. According to the New York Times, one patient reported he had a conversation with the devil, who told him he would get better, but at a price. He recovered, but then his father died of COVID-19. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Well, thanks to the pandemic, Cirque du Soleil filing bankruptcy Monday. In March, the circus company was forced to shut down production all over the world, leaving 3,500 workers with no job. A group of existing investors will take over the company for $300 million, as well as financially support the laid-off workers. 8:52, Steve and Ted, new schools for Mays. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, construction set to begin soon on two Mays intermediate schools. Those projects are part of the 2019 bond issue district patrons approved. Hutton pulled a building permit recently to begin work on the new schools for 5th and 6th graders. The permit totals just over $24 million. Mays North Intermediate will be built on the northwest corner of 45th Street North and 119th Street West. Mays South Intermediate will be built on the south side of 37th, just west of the Mays Early Childhood Center. That new trade agreement between the United States, Mexico, and Canada begins Wednesday. A couple of challenges have arisen, top U.S. negotiators threatening litigation. and supply chains being tested by the COVID-19 pandemic. President Trump and Mexican President Obrador plan to toast the USMCA at the White House after July 4th. U.S. Ambassador to Mexico Christopher Landau says he can't say it's an opportune moment to invest in Mexico. And employees at Lowe's are about to get another bonus. The company says it'll pay hourly employees another $100 million in bonuses in July. Full-time hourly employees will get a one-time sum of $300. Part-time and seasonal employees will get $150 matching payments made in March and May. The home improvement company operates more than 2,200 stores around the United States. Lowe's has four stores in Wichita, one in Hutchinson. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
I don't know if you heard our conversation with Pete Meitzner this morning. You're trying to figure out whether the county is going to have people wear masks or not. They don't have any idea. They don't have any guidelines from the governor yet, so... Well, I think
that it's pretty easy to understand. The governor says you ought to wear a mask if you're out around other people. That's pretty easy for me to understand.
Well, it's still up to counties to figure it out, I guess. So, you know, what they're going to go along with. I bet we'll find out. You know.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out, right? Okay. You know, as well as I do, that you know, big shots in the media like you and me and Ted.
Right.
People have perceptions of us and how sophisticated our lives are and we move into circles with famous people and so forth.
Take a limo to work.
A limo comes to work to pick us up every day. What did you have for supper last night, Bill?
Oh, one of the big tomahawk T-bone steaks.
T-bone. Hey, now.
Actually, what I had for dinner last night, peanut butter and jelly sandwich with some Lay's potato chips. That's how sophisticated I am, folks.
I had tuna helper and spinach. Maybe Ted did better.
I did not. I did fast food drive through.
We are some sophisticated fellows. We really are. Okay. Yep. Today is Social Media Day. We're honoring the social media and what a great impact it's had on all of our lives and how much we appreciate Facebook and social media. So celebrating today.
I'm going to celebrate by staying away.
Yeah, why would I celebrate that?
Okay, fine. I just thought I'd bring it up. Okay, thanks, guys. Coming up here with 9 o'clock, Glenn Beck program. They're going to talk about white supremacists and Black Lives Matter. That's the main topic for Glenn Beck coming up at 9 o'clock. Also, our news at 9 o'clock this morning, Wichita Police seeking suspects in two homicide cases. That's on the way at 9 o'clock this morning. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. 77 degrees, heat advisory till 8 p.m.
Spencer with Heartland Coin Gal.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.